All right, time now to look through the window of baseball as we do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. And we bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, crazy July 4th so far. How are you?
What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, it is crazy with the Warriors signing Durant. I mean, the whole NBA is turned upside down, and a lot of good baseball coming up, Wimbledon. And, geez, what isn't happening?
Well, how could they spend that $54 million on Kevin Durant when they could have spent $90 on Bismack Biyombo? I don't understand what Bob Myers was thinking, Bruce.
Seriously?
Just NBA free agency. I've never seen, not since the Gold Rush, have we seen money thrown around quite like this.
No, well, this is obviously quite worthwhile. But, yeah, there's, I mean... You know, Dellavedova and Timofey Mozgov are two guys who basically didn't play for Cleveland against the Warriors, and they both are cashing in as if they're Magic and Bird. You know what I mean? The whole – there's millions of guys making more money than Curry. I mean, it's just – it's completely ridiculous. I mean, when the NBA had that big labor crisis a few years ago, the lockout and everything, you know, the whole idea was to create a league in which super teams would not get formed. Well, so much for that, huh? But I've always believed in super teams in the NBA, going all the way back to Russell. And, you know, when there are dominant teams at the top, it's always appealing, whether it's LeBron James and it was Curry. Now LeBron's on top, but the Warriors are coming back. It's all about super teams at the top, and that's what keeps people interested.
Bruce, is this the most powerful team, at least preseason, of anything we've ever seen in the Bay Area, thinking about the A's, the Giants, the Warriors in the good years, of
49ers.
Course, 49ers. Is this the best that we've ever seen as far as anticipating?
Well, anticipation-wise, it's definitely right there with the top. I mean, they need to rebuild their inside presence. I mean, you can't win a title shooting from the outside, no matter if you got all the best. And they do have the three best, probably. But you have to have something going on inside. You got to get rebounds. You got to set screens and everything else. And I'm sure they'll get that done, but... You know, as it stands right now, they're not as complete a team as the A's of the 70s or the great 49er teams. I mean, those teams had everything. You know, the Warriors don't yet have everything, but they sure have everybody's attention.
Boy, it is. And I guess if they don't win the title, there's going to be an amazing story behind it. Something's got to go wrong to not win the title.
Yeah, I would think so, because they'll fortify the center position and... But LeBron's not going away. That'll be interesting. San Antonio might have one more gasp in him. But, it seems right now that something would definitely have to go very wrong. You hate to mention injuries, but that's the only thing that would come to mind right now.
Bruce, Marty asked the question earlier. I thought it was very astute. What did Jerry West say to Kevin Durant? You want to take a stab at what Jerry West could have said?
Well, yeah, I think I have a pretty good idea. I think, you know, Durant's never won a title. And West went many, many years without winning a title. Getting to the finals repeatedly, his Laker teams always losing to Bill Russell. I think he was 1-7 against them, and you know, or 0-7, and it completely wore on his mind. And he finally got a team together. He didn't get it together, but they got him. They got him Wilt Chamberlain and some other players, and the Lakers finally did win. And I think West, you know, stressed to Durant that this is your chance, man. This is your chance to break out, to get that title, and it's a bunch of guys that you like, and this is a move that I think you should make career-wise, and I think that's probably the essence of what he said.
And he gave him the logo, too.
Yeah, the logo is now Durant, yeah.
Right, that's the last thing he gave him. All right, let's talk a little ball, Bruce. What a weekend of Giants baseball, and, you know, I always say you see something different at the park every day, but for the Giants, you're sort of seeing the same thing, and you just had that feeling when Posey made the error and Jake Lamb came up that something was going to happen with Corey Guerin. And sure enough, a two-run homer, and then they end up winning the game. But, boy, this was some weekend of baseball, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought yesterday was one of the best wins of the season. I mean, the lineup starts with Tejada, Green, and in left field, Belt. And Posey's at first. You got Parker and Williamson in there, both, you know, trying to find their way in the big leagues. I mean, that's not the Giants lineup you're looking to see. They still pull it out, even with Guerin giving up the home run. The bullpen comes up huge. Belt makes a fantastic play in left field. That's just a great, great win.
No, I love it. And now here are the Rockies, and there's six more games until the All-Star break. They've got to get people back, Bruce, at some point. These guys have got to come back. I know Romo is here today. I haven't heard whether they're going to do anything with him. Duffy and Adrianza are still a couple of weeks away, probably need rehab assignments. But this is going to be fun. This second half, and of course we'll talk next week, but this second half promises to be very exciting because once we get past that All-Star break, here come the Cardinals again, here comes Washington, the Mets, the Cubs. Giants have their hands full. They've got to get some people back.
Yeah, and it looks like they will. And, you know, it'll be like making a nice trade. I mean, there's nothing like Joe Panic coming back into the lineup. Tomlinson's return will be, you know, invaluable. And of course, you know, Duffy, too. I mean, these are the mainstays of the lineup. And then Pence is going to be back at some point. His recovery process is looking really, really promising. So if they keep that 5 or 6 game lead around the All-Star break, it's they're going to be in really good position because it's going to be tough. But, you know, the Dodgers are going to have to play all those teams, too. So it's going to be really interesting. And as tough as it's been to watch the team without so many of their best players, they've really held up pretty well. You know, Tejada and Gillespie, these guys have had their moments. Pena, these guys have really, really stepped up and done a pretty good job. So it's very Giants. That's kind of the way they've operated in recent years.
Yeah, and they'll be better in the second half with a better bench because these guys are playing now. But a lot of people are coming back, and a lot of people are going to be departing from this team. And that's part of what's coming up as well. Bruce, did you get to see any of the Armed Forces game last night from Fort Bragg?
No, not at all. I was out all day, and I came back and watched the Giants. So I did not see any of that.
Yeah, Pat, did you see any of the field? First of all, the
yes.
field was constructed.
Right.
12,500 people is constructed, and some of the players said they just love being there, the crowd, the atmosphere. Now the field is going to be torn down,
okay.
and it's going to be turned into a recreational softball, baseball kind of field. But baseball went out on the limb and put a regular season game at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
It was the first time they had ever a professional sports team in America had played on an active military base. It was really creative. And Christian Yelich, you talked about it, Marty. He loved it, Bruce. He thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I did see the post game where Mattingly was up there, and Yelich was great about, you know, how playing there on site, it really hit home. You know, seeing these guys, what they stand for, what they mean to the, you know, the backbone of the country, and you could tell it affected. I think it probably affected most of the guys in a really positive way. You know, because sometimes people forget about what's going on with the military. You know, and the kind of sacrifices they make the lives they lead, the risks they take, and for that reason, it was a hell of an idea.
And how many people live on that base at Fort Bragg, and how many people are connected to
yeah.
it and work there? I mean, it's like a major city.
Yeah, it's like 65,000 people or
really?
Something.
You know, it's not the Presidio, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know, as we look at baseball, the Cubs really stubbed their toe here against the Mets. And as you and I were talking yesterday, Lester got lit up. Mets hit a ton of home runs again. Cubs rotation is going through something that baseball goes through, and that is the ups and downs of a rotation. They're still very good. But I think the baseball, at least the National League baseball spotlight, is sort of switching to Washington right now. And you see Strasburg, Bruce, 6 2/3 of no-hit ball. Then all of a sudden, Ross is on the DL. Giolito, as you mentioned yesterday, is the young pitcher is going to pitch again. Washington is now on my radar. I'm watching them.
Well, no doubt. I mean, yeah, the Cubs, they were outscored 32-11, and they get swept in 4 games by the Mets. That's pretty shocking. Yeah, but, you know, they still have an 8-game lead.
Yeah.
That tells you what a great start means. But, yeah, Washington, to me, I've just had my eye on them all year. They're eternally interesting for a million reasons. I mean, I thought it was really interesting that Dusty took Strasburg out with a no-hitter. I don't think Dusty would have done that a few years ago, but it's a modernistic way of thinking. I hated it when Mattingly did it to the kid in Miami, but that was a different story. That was a young guy just coming up and looked like he was ready to do it. And, you know, Strasburg has a lot of mileage on that arm, and there'll be other days. So that was really interesting. But Washington, you know, with Worth and Harper, Papelbon, I still don't like that. I still don't like Papelbon being the closer when he gets healthy, but we'll see how that goes. But a really interesting team, and And who knows if they fend off the Mets? The Mets, with all their problems, are you know, they're five games out. I think it's only four in the loss column, so that's going to be fascinating.
It's beautiful. You know, years ago, remember Clay Kirby had a no-hitter, and Preston Gomez took him out for San Diego, and it was a big story. It's been a story for 45 years. And now, in one season, it happens three times, and people, they don't blink an eye now. That's just the way baseball has changed. But boy, years ago, you wouldn't take a guy out.
Oh, no, there's no way. I mean, guys went nine routinely then. That was a complete game was rather commonplace on all the teams, even the bad teams. So that, I don't remember the exact circumstances of what his situation was and why Preston Gomez did that. But, yeah, it was a huge thing.
Well, he was losing 1-0, and they pitched it for him. And Preston Gomez said, hey, I want to win the game.
Well, yeah, you can get that, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a story. I'll never forget it. And people, every time a pitcher was taken out, they'd bring that up. And now it sort of happens all the time. But I'll tell you one thing about the Cubs, Bruce. They're already writing these stories. In 1977, the Cubs were 51-30 at the break. And at some point, they were 47-22 on their start. And then they went 34-59. So this is, I'm telling you, Bruce, this is the bullseye on the Cubs. And it's going to be interesting to see how they take that pressure the second half if it doesn't get turned around, especially with Arrieta struggling.
Yeah, there's no kind of pressure like the Cubs being a contender. Of course, 69 was, you know, one of the all-timers with the Mets. But being a contender, and all of a sudden they're faltering. And how bad is it going to get? And, oh, my God, and all the historical references, you know. It could be really suffocating. And like I say, they still have an 8-game lead. So if they can maintain that, as long as St. Louis or Pittsburgh doesn't get super hot, they might not feel that pressure. But it's kind of starting to. It's just starting now again. And we'll see what happens.
All right, Bruce. Eddie Montague walking by, waving a small American flag.
Oh, good.
They're all booing him now. You know that.
And he had the red, white, and blue tie. So Eddie looks like $1 million. Hey, Bruce, as we just kind of, as the baseball season really kind of forms up and we see which teams are going to have a shot to have a postseason run and all that, I just want to ask you about the All-Star game next week. And if the Giants were to have one starter, I'd say Brandon Crawford. Who would you say, Bruce?
No question. Mm-hmm. I mean, Posey, you know, Posey's the best catcher in the league. I think with Molina slipping a little bit. And Posey's having a decent year, but not a great year. I just think it's time for Crawford to take that spot. It's ceremonial, but it still means something. We did talk about it a little bit, I think, last week. Yeah. You know, Addison Russell is going to get that spot, and he's a great, great young player. But Crawford's hitting about 40 points higher than Russell. He's a better hitter. He's a fantastic fielder. There's nothing you wouldn't want. Nothing we don't get from Crawford as a defensive player. He hits in the clutch. He's got three rings behind him. I mean, I just think he's the guy. You know, Corey Seager's probably going to be the guy, if not Russell. But right now, I think it's Crawford's time, and he would definitely deserve it.
Well, you may be inviting him over to watch the game at your house.
Yeah.
you better get Molly and everybody ready for that. Because Seager and Story and Russell and Crawford could be left out. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that would be wrong.
He could be left out of this thing. How about Cueto? Cueto should be the starter in the game.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got Kershaw and Greinke on the DL, which by the way, is a big boost for the Giants. Not that they like everybody to be healthy, but those are the two best pitchers in the league. Arrieta and Lester are struggling. I mean, seems like, you know, the Mets are having all these problems. And Bumgarner has been ruled out, so they can get an extra start out of him later on. So it kind of does come down to Cueto, and why not? He's totally deserved it.
Yeah, Henry was, your colleague Henry was saying this morning in the clubhouse that on the body of work, probably Arrieta would get it.
Yeah, said, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, if he gets lit up another time,
come on,
or if he's not, you know, on top of his game, I could see it going to Cueto. And Erwin Hergueras, you know, is the interpreter.
Oh, yeah, he's a wonderful man.
And, you know, on Monday morning, they bring the starter in, and it's on big TV. And
Erwin.
Kyle sits there, and Jackie Autry, and the presidents of the league. It's a big ceremonial thing. And Erwin Hergueras will be the starter for the National League. Because they will look right in his eyes and ask him the questions. And then Cueto will say something, and Erwin will give back a tremendous answer. And for Monday, the starter in the American and National League All-Star game will be Erwin Hergueras of the Giants.
Okay.
Yes, Irwin's interpretation will include, and really I owe it all to this man right here, Irwin Jaguaros. Irwin is a wonderful man, a great broadcaster, and any kind of national exposure he gets, it would be great for me.
Well, it's going to be funny. If Cueto gets it, get ready for this. I'm telling you, get ready for this. Is going to be funny. All right, what do you got cooking today on July 4th? What's up with you?
A little Giants. We're going to the 4th of July party not too far away in the afternoon. And late afternoon, so it's looking pretty good. Going to get kind of a late start here, but you guys got me awakened, and it's all good.
Hey, and Bruce, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge another, as this man's legend grows, the Bay Area Sun, San Jose's Joey Chestnut, who took down another hot dog eating contest today. He pounded 70 this morning. So the Bay Area, it's all coming up Bay Area with Kevin Durant, Joey Chestnut, and the Giants.
Coming up is a good phrase.
I can't think of too many greater sports than competitive hospitalization.
Love you, Bruce. Thanks, man.
Okay. See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. That is a great Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle.
He's
always a good segment for us. All right. We'll be back right here at KMBR 680, the sports leader.